Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parsha's Kisetse, that is Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Yod. And the Pasuk tells us, Kisetse l'mochama l'evecha, when you go out to war against your enemies, when Usan Hashem l'kecha b'yadecha, and Hashem your God delivers them in your hand, v'shavisa shavyoi, and you capture its captive. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod, Kisetse l'mochama, b'mochama s'arshos akos medaber. The Pasuk over here is talking about an optional war, sh'lmochama s'aretz Yisrael, because when we're talking about a war that we're fighting to conquer Eretz Yisrael, ain't lomer v'shavisa shavyoi, the Pasuk doesn't say that you're going to capture anyone, because the Pasuk already says, you're not allowed to let anyone live. When we're fighting war in Eretz Yisrael, everyone has to be killed. So this must be talking about an optional war, which is outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk tells us, this is including even Kenanim, one of the nations of Eretz Yisrael that live inside the city. Even though they're from one of the seven nations of Eretz Yisrael, nonetheless, since they're outside Eretz Yisrael, they're allowed to live there, and you're even able to capture them. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Yudalef. What happened at this war? And you saw among the captives, Eisha Sivas Toyer, a very beautiful woman of Chashak Tabon, you desire her, V'lakachtul Chal Isha, and you'd like to take her as a wife. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Eisha Safilu Isha Ish, this is even if she's married, V'lakachtul Chal Isha, Loi Dibra Toyer El Keneged Yitzahara, the Torah is only speaking to the Yitzahara, Shem Eina Kosh Baruch Hu Matira, if Hashem doesn't allow you to take this woman, Yisa'ena Be'Isser, so he's going to marry her Be'Isser, even though he's not allowed to. Aval Imna Sa, however, if this man marries her, even though he's allowed to, because the Pasuk says he's allowed to marry her, he's going to end up hating her, Shemar Achrav, because it says in the topic after this one, Kisiel and Ish, if a man has two wives and he hates one of them, that hated wife is talking about this Eish Yasifas Tyre, which is the topic that we're learning now. V'sayfil Ha'ilmi Mena, and he's going to end up having a child from this woman, Bain Sarumaira, who is a wayward and rebellious son, which is the topic after the next one. That's why we have all these three parshas, these three topics in a row. So you'd like to marry this woman. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis, what are you supposed to do? And you shall bring her in the middle of your house, V'gilchas Reisha, and shave her head, V'astaz Sirponeha, and have her fingernails grow very long. Vesira simlas shivya me'aleha, and remove her garment of captivity from her. Vyashva be'secha, and she shall dwell in your house. Vubachsas via vesima yarch yamim, and she should cry for her mother and father for a full month. Va'achar kein tov eileu v'hata, and afterwards you can come to her and be with her. V'haisel chal isha, and she could be for you for a wife. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Beis. Vasas tipornel tegalim kedeshet hisnavel. She should grow her fingernails out very long, so she should be disgusting and repulsive to you. Pasuk Yud Gimel and Rashi. Vesira simlas shivya l'fishem naim. The reason why she has to remove her garment of captivity from her is because they're actually very beautiful garments. Shagayim, because the nations, b'nei seim iskashtes b'mochama, their daughters would dress up during war, b'shvil ha'azim sacher mimayim, in order to cause other to commit immoral acts with them. V'yashva v'sechel, she has to be in your house. V'bayis shemishtam mishbay, this is in the house that you spend all your time in. Nichas v'niskalba, he's going to walk into his house and bump into her. Yaitz v'niskalba, he's going to walk out of his house and bump into her. Rei b'vchiyasku, he's going to see her crying. Rei b'nivula, he's going to see her disgusting and her repulsiveness. Kedeshet hisgan, all of this is that she could be disgusting to him, and eventually he's going to want to not marry her. Ubach says, Aviha, kol kach lama, why all this? Rashi says, Kadesh de Bas Yisrael smecha v'zu hatzeva, this is that a Bas Yisrael, his Jewish wife, she's going to be happy, and this one is going to be sad. Bas Yisrael miskateshas, his wife is going to be very beautiful, v'zu misnaveles, and this one is going to be all disgusting. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Dalad, v'haya mloy chafatzteba, let's say if he decides that he does not desire her, v'shilech tol l'nafsha, he should send her out on her own. Umachar lo sim krenaba kasef, he's not allowed to sell her for money, meaning he's not allowed to sell her as a slave. He's not allowed to use her as a slave himself, because he afflicted her. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yudalad, the Pasuk's teaching you, at the end of the day, he will eventually hate her. He's not allowed to use her as a slave. And back to Chumash Pasuk Tesvav, if a man has two wives, one of them is beloved and one of them is hated, and they both bear children for him, loved one and the hated one, and the firstborn son is to the hated wife. And it's going to be on the day that he inherits over to his children that which he has, he is not allowed to be mevaker, meaning give the right of the firstborn over to the son of the loved one, as opposed to giving it to the son of the hated one, which is really the bechor. Because he has to recognize the bechor, who is the son of the hated one, to give him a double portion, everything that he has, because he is the first of his strength, to him is the right of the firstborn. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Pishnayim, what does this mean? Keneged shtei achim, as if he was two brothers. So if there was only two brothers, we would actually split up this father's possessions into three, and he would take two of those portions. That's what pishnaim is. B'chol asher motzi lo, says Rashi, everything that the father actually has. Mikan, from here we learn she'en ha'bachar notel pishnaim b'roi lovei acher misas ha'av kol mochsok. A b'chor is not going to get double, and that which will eventually come after the father dies, the same way he receives something that the father actually has right now. For example, if the father has apple trees, and after the father dies, apples will eventually grow on the trees, he's not going to get double portion in those apples, only whatever apples the father currently has when he dies, but not the apples that will grow on the tree. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yudches for this third topic that Rashi in the beginning of the parasha said we were going to learn about, ki yil ha'ish, when a man has bein seirer umayra, a son who is wayward and rebellious, einenu shomea b'kol av v'kol imay, he doesn't listen to the voice of his father and his mother, v'yisru ayis, and they punish him, v'leish ma'aleihem, but he doesn't listen to them. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yudches, seirer, sar min haderech, he's wayward, he goes off the path, umayra, mesar b'devar aviv, he's rebellious, he doesn't listen to the words of his father, l'shein mamrim, v'yisru ayis, masin by b'fnei shlesha, umalkin ayis, and they hit him. And now Rashi tells us that bein seirer umayra, this topic of bein seirer umayra that we're going to learn about, ain't chayv, he's not chayv at sheyignav until he steals, v'yoychal tartemar basar, and he eats the certain amount of meat, v'yishtachatzi lo yayin, and he drinks a certain amount of wine. Shnemar says in the pasuk, zayil v'soyve, v'nemar says, al ti b'soyve yayin b'zayil basar lomai. Now a bein seirer umayra neherag al shem soyfer, a bein seirer umayra is killed because of what eventually will happen with him if we don't stop him now. He gietar l'soyf daito, the Torah goes to the end of his knowledge, and they think, what's going to be with this kid if we don't stop him? Soyf shemachal mamad aviv, he's going to end up taking all the money of his father, and now he's going to want limuda, he's going to want what he's used to, all this meat and this wine, and he's not going to be able to buy it because he's not going to have money. And so then he's going to stand by the crossroads and he's going to steal from people. Amar Taylor, the Torah says, Yama Zakai, he might as well die now before he's found guilty, and he shouldn't die, he shouldn't be killed when he's already guilty. Now this is something which is very unique, and the Gemara goes at length to describe this topic, whether or not we're actually going to ever kill a Ben Sarah Meir, and there's a lot of lessons that can be learned from here. We're just going to learn the Pashup shot in the Pasuk. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Yotes and see what's going to be with this Ben Sarah Meir. V'safsu by Av V'imai, and his father and mother shall take hold of him, and bring him out El Ziknei Yirei V'El Shara Mekaimai, to the elders of his city and to the gate of his place. V'amru El Ziknei Yirei, and they should say to the elders of his city, B'neinu Zed, this son of ours, Sarah Umayra, he is wayward and rebellious. Einenu Shemei B'Kailenu, he doesn't listen to our voice. Zayil V'Soyve, he is a glutton and a drunkard. Urgamuhu Kol Anche Yir Bavanu Amis, and all the people of the city should stone him with stones and he shall be killed. V'yartar Rami Kerbecha, and you shall remove all this evil from your midst. V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'Yiro, and all Yisrael should hear and be afraid. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chafal, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'Yiro, Mikan, from here we learn, Shatzar Chachraz V'Bezdin, this actually needs an announcement by Bezdin. Pliny Niskal, this person was stoned. Al Shahaya Ben Sarah Meir, because he was a Ben Sarah Meir, that's how everyone's going to know about it, because there's going to be this big announcement that everyone's going to hear about. With this, we finish the first Aliyah in Parashas Kitsese. Tomorrow, we're going to pick up with the second Aliyah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.